You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Facebook has said it will stop using facial recognition technology and it will delete its database of 1 billion face prints in the coming weeks. Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook and owns the social site, said 1 billion people have opted in the system since it was founded. The company has recently came under scrutiny for privacy issues and the potential real harm its platforms causes in the real world. Its vice president of artificial intelligence, Jerome Pacenti, said in a blog post that the decision is part of a company-wide move to limit the use of facial recognition in their products. He said, while facial recognition technology is a powerful tool to verify identity, it needs strong privacy and transparency controls to let people limit how their faces are used. Mr. Pacenti also said, because there are many concerns surrounding privacy and regulators are still playing catch up, the company believes that limiting the use of facial recognition to a narrow set of use cases is appropriate. Dr. Andrew Chen is a research fellow at the University of Auckland's Koi Tu, the Centre for Informed Futures, and I spoke to him earlier this morning, and I began if he was surprised to hear about the news.
So the use of facial recognition has great and immense value to Facebook. So it is a little bit of a surprise from that perspective that they're willing to turn it off. I think that they've faced a lot of pressure recently about their business and how they operate, and so this is potentially one of the things that they could afford to give up without having to lose too much as a company. I think also what's important to remember is that they've had over 10 years of operating this system, and while they're deleting the face prints of the individuals, they're not deleting the AI model that they've trained and developed over that time. So they could still very easily switch this back on at some other point in the future. I guess there's no guarantee that this means Facebook is done with facial recognition forever. They basically just said, we want to have a clearer understanding of the regulatory framework.
Could this be related to the Metaverse project that it has been devising on?
Well, I think that they've been working on the things that are part of the Metaverse for a while now. And the timing of these sorts of announcements, I'm a little bit cynical that they're just trying to distract from the broader pressure that they're under, particularly with the Facebook papers that has been going out at the same time. It's hard to not be cynical about the timing.
But going back onto the facial recognition technology, how does Facebook utilize that?
Yeah, so fundamentally, it is about being able to identify people in photos. And so from a consumer perspective, you probably would have noticed that if you uploaded a photo to Facebook, it would suggest who that might be and invite you to tag that person, which actually helps train their algorithm because you're providing a label for the correct answer for that face. Once they've got that sort of database, they can run that facial recognition algorithm on other images, right? And so they might be able to find people's faces in all sorts of other places. They did also talk about that, these technologies might be helpful for the vision impaired because it allows them to label these images more accurately and produce text for those images. But that's a relatively small application in comparison to the potential for them to recognize people in any image.
Was there a way to opt out of Facebook using the facial recognition technology on your photos? Because I remember you can just refuse to have your name labeled on the photo, but not telling Facebook you can't use the technology on my photos.
Yes. So users have been able to opt out of this, and I think the estimate was about one third of users had opted out, or maybe it was one third of users were subject to it. I can't remember which way around it was. But they still have a lot of data. Even if it was one third of their users subject to it, that's still a lot of people.
But what's the motivation behind it? I guess it's not just for your users' convenience. It's not only for your users' convenience.
No. I think it was primarily originally developed as a tool to help make the experience of using Facebook more engaging. But in general, Facebook has invested a lot into AI and computer vision technologies. Not all of that necessarily has a clear commercial outcome immediately. A lot of that they're doing because they want to advance the state of the science, and you know, they'll find applications for that going into the future. So, you know, it's not necessarily immediately clear what they would use this sort of technology for, but I mean, that's good and bad, right? It's good in that maybe it's not being used in nefarious ways right now, but it's bad in that it could be in the future, and we just, you know, maybe can't imagine how they might use it right now.
But when it comes to facial technology, there are also other tech companies that uses it, like Apple for their Face ID, or because I use Android, Google also have their own facial recognition technology to sort out who is in your photos. Should we place more the same amount of scrutiny on these companies' facial recognition technology as much as we do that for Facebook?
So there is a wide range of potential ways that facial recognition can be utilized. And I think that it would be a mistake to lose all of the nuance and to just say that facial recognition technology is inherently bad, because it isn't inherently bad. The way that we choose to use it is potentially the issue here. And so, for example, the fact that Apple devices, you can use Face ID to unlock your phone, that's actually probably okay, because Apple doesn't store a copy of your faceprint. That is entirely held on the device. It's only used in a sort of security and authentication way, not for profiling, not for sort of marketing or commercial purposes. So there are better uses of the technology and worse uses of the technology, and we need to have a nuanced discussion about that rather than just saying all facial recognition is bad.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.